Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey friends, it's Monday night, and thank you for tuning in to Raising Expectations, which is your show and addresses the questions that you bring up and hopefully always raises your expectations. As you all know, we are born-again Christians. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God sent His Son to die on the cross to pay the price for our sins. And as the Scripture says, He died on the cross, He ascended into heaven, He rose from the grave, He's coming again for us. We belong to Him, and the neat thing is, He walks with us each and every day. And that brings us to some of the things we're talking about now, because we all love our nation, the United States of America. We're thankful for who our forefathers were, for what they went through. Nobody's perfect, but we learned a lot of things, and this nation is the best place on God's green earth to live. So we are excited about what He's doing. This is going to be a rough year before the elections come. There's much going on, and we could talk for days and never cover it all. It could be discouraging, except for one thing. We know that we know that we know God is in control, and God has a plan. And tonight we have a part of His plan for you. We have someone who is a person of faith, a lady, a strong lady who knows about this nation, who knows what's going on in so many places in the world. She has a very high clearance understanding the Middle East. So she's going to be with us tonight. And of course, that is Denise Gary Panhall. We're going to bring her in just a second to share with us. And you know our team, I'm going to be brief today so we give even more time for Denise to share with us. But you know, if we go across the coast on the West Coast out here, we have Dr. Paul Hall, who's located in Lompoc, California, which is Lompoc, California. Why do I have trouble saying that, Paul? I don't know. But anyway, it's near Santa Barbara. I know that much. But in any event, Paul and I go back 55 years. That's probably it, Paul. It's been so long. But in any event, he's a retired pastor. He's a professor. He knows his Bible. He knows the Word of God. But most of all, he knows the Lord, and people love him for that. He is loved by everyone who knows him. I know because I'm one of them. 55 years together, we've been good friends. And Paul has deep, great insight in all areas of life. Glad you're here tonight, Paul. Love you, brother. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Good to see you all.
Amen. We go flying across, huh, Paul? Here we go, all the way to the east. West, actually the south. It's the south. Step trouble with that. It's the south, but it looks like the east, but it's not. It's the south. Dalton, Georgia, which is just above Atlanta. And right there, you're going to find Steph Thayer and her wonderful husband, Dr. Craig Thayer. And for brevity tonight, you know, Steph is the best health and wellness coach in the entire world. We won't go into it all, but we have proof. We know who she is. So she's going to be there. In fact, she's the one on the left right there. And to her right is her husband, Dr. Craig Thayer. Again, as I always say, we call him Tank. He's 6'5". We call him anything that he'd like to be called. And in that case, he's one of the best men you'll ever meet. Loves the Lord, loves his wife. This is a great couple, Lord. They have blessed my life. They're a gift in my life, as all of this team is, and I thank God for them. I'm Pastor Joe. You already know that. But anyway, if we go east now, west, back to the west. Here we go. Aren't you glad I'm not a pilot? We're going to go west now to McKinney, Texas. And there in McKinney, Texas, near Dallas, is one of our favorite pastors in the whole state of Texas. That's Pastor Ron Greer. He is a former congressional candidate up in the north, and he is a counselor. He works with Man in the Mirror, and they're in Florida right now, but he lives there, but he's going to be headed to Florida pretty soon, go down there and help DeSantis a little bit, help him out. But in any event, This is our team. We love these guys, and they're here for you. And as you know, Craig is a surgeon. He's a trauma surgeon. He's got a great book out called Saved. We will show that real quick if you're on it, TJ. You'll want to get a copy of his book, Saved, What God Does in the Life of a Surgeon. I don't know what it's like to stand over somebody and know that their life, as he says, is in your hands, and you pray for God to bless your hands somehow to take him through what the surgery may be. I have trouble going to the dentist, so I don't know how he could do that. But anyway, it's really something to see. And the same thing over here as we looked at this whole group. This is the kind of group of people we have. Thanks for getting in touch with us. Thanks for being in our family. Thanks for loving the Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks for following us every week. We never take for granted any of you. Now, let's get to our special guest that we have tonight, Denise Gary Pandall. She is here in California seeking by the votes of the people here in California to take Dianne Feinstein's former seat in the United States Senate. And wait till you hear the things that God says through this lady, the knowledge that she has and what she's achieved and how she could become the senator that we need in California and another leader that we need in the Senate of the United States for guidance for our nation. Because what happens in Washington, what happens in Sacramento and around the nation affects every one of us. And we need to take advantage of this and remember that we, the people, are the United States of America. Let's remember that. So we're going to give Denise the round of applause. Wow, I nailed that one, huh, guys? We're going to give her the round of applause. Welcome, Denise. This is what we call the round of applause.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm running to defeat Adam Schiff, who is my strongest contender here in the race for Dianne Feinstein's seat in Washington. And I certainly need your help. I hope that everybody will take a moment to check out my social media sites on Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads, etc. Look at the videos that I've done on numerous policies. You'll love what I'm saying because I'm putting America first. Amen. I'm the only candidate, whether or not you like Donald Trump or not, the bottom line is we need to put the American people first. We need to put the people of California first. And I'd like to talk about doing that. But Joe, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. And you had asked me to talk briefly about the Middle East. And since that is my background and my area of specialty, I'd like to share a few words. So, ladies and gentlemen, talking about what's going on in the Middle East today, we've had over 150 attacks against Americans. And as you all heard, three Americans were killed. Several more have been wounded seriously. Why is this? Well, let's look at what's happening. So in the United States Senate that's controlled by Democrats today, they refuse to snap back in place sanctions that the Trump administration had put on the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran, as probably all of you know, is the world's strongest state sponsor of terrorism. What is terrorism? Terrorism is the random and indiscriminate killing of innocent civilians for a religious or political objective. Mm-hmm. So this is the goal of Iran, is to kill as many Jews and Christians and non-Muslims as possible, because that is the goal. And when the Ayatollah in 1979 rose to power in Iran, he said that the one of the reasons why he was coming to power back into the Islamic Republic of Iran was to spread Islam from one end of the globe to the other. And the way to do that was through jihad, Islamic jihad. And so we see that because Democrats in the United States Senate refused to snap back sanctions on the Islamic Republic of Iran that wants to spread global terror, that has allowed Iran to sell oil and gas to China and to other nation states. So as Iran has become enriched, Iran has then been able to fund its proxy armies. It has proxy armies all over the Middle East. For example, Hamas, Hamas means the Islamic Resistance Movement in the Gaza Strip, Hezbollah, the Party of God in Lebanon, Al-Qaeda, which is headquartered now in Tehran, Iran. You say, why is that? Al-Qaeda is a Sunni terrorist group. The Iranian Islamic Republic is a Shiite nation state. Doesn't matter. They'll work together to kill and maim people in the state of Israel and the American people and other non-Muslim nation people in other non-Muslim states. So the bottom line is this is really an important development. So because the state of Israel has been under the Obama administration and now the Biden administration unable to do the exploration for oil and gas that it was doing during the Trump administration, they found a tremendous amount inside actually the Mediterranean Sea. But Lebanon, under the leadership of Hezbollah, the party of God backed by Iran, has made it very difficult for Israel to claim that oil and gas. The United States of America is not dominant in the oil and gas industry in terms of being a dominant global power. We need energy independence in America, and we need energy dominance around the globe because when we don't have it, our allies will buy it from countries like Iran or Russia. Look what just happened. Japan signed a deal with Russia to buy oil and gas from Russia. The Biden administration not only didn't snap back the sanctions on Iran so Iran could sell it to other countries, but because of Texas trying to protect its border, the Biden administration has also made it impossible for Texas now going forward to sell its liquefied natural gas that the world needs. So the world will find it. They'll get it from an adversary of the United States, and it will enrich those adversaries, and they will be able to further war. So if you want peace in the world, you have to be the strongest player in the world so you can use things like energy to leverage foreign policy, right? So if we were dominant around the globe today and all of our allies globally could buy from the United States easily and secure it from the United States, we could use that as leverage to say, we need your support here and here and here. And Iran wouldn't have the money to find the to fund the Houthis that are killing Americans inside Syria and inside Iraq. That it's not just the Houthis that are going to kill Americans, it's ISIS, the Islamic State. The Islamic State that beheads children and crucifies children that stand up for Jesus Christ and their faith. ISIS is in Jordan. ISIS is in Syria. ISIS is in Iraq. So, again, despite the fact that during the Trump years, he loosened the rules of engagement so that our men and women could fight to win and destroy ISIS, those rules of engagement have been put back on our fighting forces in the Middle East and around the globe, which also makes it difficult to have a victory. They don't make a move that the White House doesn't approve. So when you look at energy, when you look at the rules of engagement, when you don't have peace through strength, when you don't have a president that has the guts to do what, for example, look what Ronald Reagan did to Muammar Gaddafi. When Muammar Gaddafi blew up that Pan Am plane,
Yes, Scotland.
right over Lockerbie, Scotland, and all those innocent civilians were murdered, Reagan fired off some missiles into Muammar Gaddafi's home in his compound, killed his young son. That's the kind of action you have to go after the leadership of Iran to say, look, nobody's safe in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We're going to drop this right over your neighborhood, or we're going to drop this on over all these oil fields inside, or blow them up. Blow up Iran's ability to sell its oil and gas to the enemies of the United States of America and non-aligned countries that don't care about America's national security interests. So anyway, national security with respect to having peace in the global community is really important. It's also a pocketbook issue. So Denise Gary Pandel, as your United States Senator, wants to propose legislation in the U.S. Senate that will protect and expand the oil and gas and coal industry. China is building a coal plant about every 8 days, a coal plant's coming online in China. We should be competitive with China. We should be dominant, but we're not. And by the way, to everybody that's an environmentalist out there that doesn't want to vote Republican, I'm an environmentalist. I want to see clean energy. We've got it. California is so regulated. Yeah. We produce the cleanest oil, gas, and coal in the world. We've got CCUS, carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration, which can capture any carbon emissions going off of a rig or an oil refinery. We can process that. We can store it. We can process it. We can sell it to a third world country that's desperate to get people out of huts and into a building where they can turn the lights on and off. Really a big deal. We could be a blessing to the whole world. Right. We've got the Salton Sea here in California. You know, this group I was talking to earlier today that wants to provide the semiconductor chips that are so needed in America, we shouldn't be depending on those fragile supply chains from China and India and Taiwan. Look at the medicine we're getting from China and India. I mean, it's horrific. We don't have enough antibiotics. We don't have enough cold and flu. We don't have enough chemotherapy drugs in America. All of these things also are extremely important. It's important for America. It's important for our allies. It's important for our most important strategic ally in the Middle East, Israel. Israel that stands shoulder to shoulder with the United States of America in the war against Islamic terrorists, providing us cutting-edge military technology and intelligence information. Extremely important that we keep this very strategic ally strong as well and supported. Mm-hmm. And so we have to think about these things as a leader in the world today. If we want to remain safe and secure as the American people, this is critical. And so I'd like to say that, you know, part of my plan as a U.S. senator, as a U.S. senator for the people of California and the nation is to deregulate the economy. You know, President Trump talked about deregulating the economy. He was getting rid of the rules and regulations that made it impossible for startup companies here in California and around the country. I mean, think about what it would do to the cost of healthcare in terms of bringing down the cost of healthcare to be able to produce all of this medicine and homeopathic kinds of things right here in California. California needs to become a business-friendly state again. Yeah, we've got to cut taxes, not just here in California, but nationwide. We've got to cut spending, but we've got to deregulate the economy. How are we going to get that accomplished? Nobody talks about that. Yeah. We've got to get rid of NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act. It's regulating people and businesses into poverty. We've got to get rid of CEQA so we can afford to build housing here in California and nationwide. There are very specific things that we need to do to deregulate our economy in California and across the country. You know, getting back to the Middle East, I just want to say before I jump ahead of the game, I like to say this about what Biden is doing with respect vis-a-vis Israel. I'm really concerned about the fact that there's calls for a ceasefire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We absolutely do not want to have a ceasefire. And I had somebody say to me, Denise, you know, I'm going to vote for you because you're supportive of Israel. But somebody else said, I'm not going to vote for you if you support, you know, continuing to help Israel stand strong against Islamic terrorists. The reason why we have to do that is because Israel is on the front lines in the war against these Islamic terrorists that want to destroy America as well. So we have, when I had top secret clearances, we have terror cells up and down the state of California and in every state, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's numerous Palestinian groups. They're here. They're here and they're operating. They work with the Mexican drug cartels in terms of furthering human slavery in America, and the slave trade of human trafficking across state lines and, of course, within states across the country. This is a really big deal. So Israel right now is really fighting for our safety and security, for the safety and security of Americans overseas. And we need to allow Israel to do their job. Their government has a responsibility to protect civilian population. Doesn't hurt for the United States. I mean, that part of our budget that goes to USAID to Israel is minuscule. It's minuscule compared to the other kinds of spending that's done across America, for example, for illegal immigration. I mean, the billions that we're spending on illegal immigration right now for people that have broken the law and come here illegally, including those that are involved in terror cells, it's nothing. What we're doing for Israel is nothing compared to what we're doing in terms of providing health care, dental care, clothing, food, transportation, housing, education, etc. It's nothing compared to what's happening with respect to the expense of funding illegal immigration. But anyway, getting back to energy, I'd just like to say, to close out that it's really important for us to end inflation, for us to be economically successful and prosperous as a nation, to bring down the price of oil and gas. Because when you bring down the price of oil and gas, you make it affordable for people to be able to buy food and go to work, to put gasoline in their car. You make it affordable for people to pay.
Oh, that thought.
Oh, I hope she comes back.
Yeah.
Bless it, TJ.
Yeah, it looks like she's frozen. Wow. All right.
Yeah, we'll just have to, hopefully she'll reset and
she'll be back in.
Yeah. All right. All right.
She'll be back in. Yeah.
There she goes. There she goes. There she goes. No, there you are.
Oh, you're on, Denise.
You're on.
Back.
You froze for a second, but we got you. You're back. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to step in. I was just ready to step in. Oh, go ahead.
We lost you right where you said that we need inflation down so that people can get to work, buy their groceries, and then nothing.
We can end inflation. I believe. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yes.
We can end inflation, I believe, overnight in America.
Yeah.
If we can get me elected so I can propose and work to get past legislation that will absolutely protect and expand oil, gas, and coal in America. And we can do it cleanly. We can do it in such a way that we can be a blessing to the whole world. And I think, and also I'd like to talk about nuclear for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Nuclear is so important because it's so safe, it's so clean, it's so cheap, and it'll make life affordable again for the people of California. And doing that, of course, across the country can make it more affordable for Americans nationwide. Mm-hmm. Also, with regards to the chip industry, you know, chips go into everything. Mm-hmm. There's no, what do we own that doesn't have a chip in it, right?
Right.
That's extremely important. Mm-hmm. And we've got to, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is now pushing the mining operations in her state. It can be done in an environmentally friendly way. It sounds scary to people, but it can be done in an environmentally friendly way so that we're not dependent on China, we're not dependent on India, that we can be self-sufficient. We need to put the American people first. I want to put the people of California first. And the way to do that is to become independent in these areas. As I mentioned earlier, in terms of medicine, that means becoming a business-friendly state. So let's talk about the border for just a moment. So we have Democrats that are supporting these NGOs, non-governmental organizations that are funding individuals coming into our country unlawfully. Title 8, Section 1182 is federal law, and it states that nobody can enter America without documentation that says it's okay to enter our country legally. That's federal law. So when a Democrat or even a Rhino, a Republican in name only, like Steve Garvey, that's running against me in California, when a Rhino says, "Well, we need immigration reform. We need to get some more legislation passed. We need nothing. We need nothing passed. We need to enforce federal law."
Yes.
And federal law, Title 8, Section 1182 says it's illegal to enter the country unless you have documentation if you're going to be a ward of the state. If you're not coming here ready to go to work, and people that are coming here are not ready to go to work, they can't speak the language, they don't know the laws, they don't have a work permit. They want to The Democrats want to give them the right to vote. They have known nothing about our country, let alone our language. So they're going to be a ward of the state. We're going to have to feed them, clothe them, educate them. We give cash to them. We give a cell phone to them. We transport them. They're a ward of the state. It says in Title 8, Section 1182. By the way, there's a hot link on my website, gopanel.com. Please make a contribution. I've got to buy airtime on television or radio to get this message out to independents and Democrats that want to close the border also, because it steals jobs. It steals construction jobs. It steals those skilled labor jobs that the American people should have first and foremost.
That's right, amen. That's right.
And it drives down wages. So, I mean, it's an economic issue to Democrats and independents and people that aren't declared. Everybody should be voting for Denise Gary Pandel for United States Senate, because I don't need to get to Washington to pass a bunch of laws. I want to withhold funding to any state that doesn't enforce the law.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, we need to hold Gavin Newsom in California, the governor of California, we need to hold him accountable. And he needs to be impeached, because it's illegal for there to be sanctuary states in America. It's illegal for there to be sanctuary cities in America, because that's not the law. We need to make crime illegal again in America. We need to make crime illegal again in California. In the Constitution, it says in Article 4, I believe it's Section 3. Somebody wants to look that up. I think it's Article 4, Section 3, where it says that the executive branch is supposed to protect America from invasion. How many states in the United States of America don't even have a population of 8+ million of people? I mean, we've had an invasion of over 8 million people that have come here illegally. There are states that don't even have 8 million people living in them. That's an invasion. That could create another whole state if we took all of the people that have come here unlawfully, put them somewhere. It would be bigger than some states in the Union. I mean, that's an invasion. And what is Article 2? What does Article 2 of the Constitution say that deals with the executive branch? Article 2, Section 3, that points out that the president is supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. We have a president, we have an executive branch, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the DOJ, and the leadership in these organizations that are not enforcing the law.
Exactly.
These people
Exactly.
need to be held accountable. And
Amen.
we've got a clean house
Yes.
in all of these agencies. I don't know any Republican that's talking about impeaching these people just on that alone, a
Yeah.
violation of Title 8, Section 1182, or the Constitution that deals with the executive branch, Article 2, Section 3, or Article 4 that talks about an invasion into the United States of America. I mean, there's constitutional law and federal law that's being violated here.
All the way.
And we
Wow.
need to look at that and we need to address it.
Amen. Go
So,
Abbott. Go Governor Abbott.
there was 303,000 in December. That's the size of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
That's a huge city.
Yes. And
Uh,
just one.
was there, now I'm trying to look at the time. I see it.
We're good. Keep rolling. We're good. We're just, yeah, you may, if I'd have a question, they might have a question if you want to address that. A lot of people will put questions with them. See how you're doing.
Okay.
Anybody have a question you want to ask her? Craig, did you?
Well, no, it's interesting because you talked about the Mid East, and I went to Uganda in October, and the Islamic Nation is putting churches in every 3 miles. That's the start, is they get people who want to deviate from Christianity or Judaism or any other religion into their temple. And then they're going to start building schools. So then they'll work on the kids. And that's their plan. Every 3 miles, there's a new or already existing temple.
I'm sorry, you're saying in Uganda they're building
Uganda. So
churches?
they're in Africa doing the same thing.
So they're evangelizing. Christians are evangelizing Uganda.
Yeah, but this is
No,
so Islam is doing it.
Muslims that are doing it.
The
Yeah, this is
Islams are building temples every 3 miles.
they're called, yeah, they're
But
mosques.
Muslims, yeah,
Mosques,
mosques,
sorry.
They're called mosques. Okay, so the
mosques.
Muslims, are building mosque. Well, yes, of course they are, and throughout the Middle East, the Muslim population has destroyed the churches. I mean, Christian tribes were throughout the Middle East. Jewish tribes were throughout the Middle East. I mean, there are ancient churches and temples or synagogues for the Jewish people that are being destroyed,
The apostles, yeah.
and they're literally slaughtering Christians in the streets.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've got Palestinians that are trying to slaughter Jews on the streets of Israel is nothing new. I'd like to just, if I could just mention real quick for those that maybe don't appreciate what President Trump did when he was in office, thinking about Israel and the Middle East. He signed into law the Taylor Force Act. And the Taylor Force Act basically was legislation passed by Republicans in the House and in the Senate when we controlled the House and the Senate during President Trump's term. And what the Taylor Force Act did was it defunded the Palestinian Authority. So the Palestinian Authority is the controlling Muslim Arab entity over the West Bank. What is the West Bank? The West Bank is part of Israel's homeland. It's Judea and Samaria.
Amen. That's right.
And the Muslims don't belong there, but because of pressure from the United States and the international community, the Palestinian Authority controls parts of Judea and Samaria that the world refers to in secular terms as the West Bank. And under the Trump administration, the reason why they defunded the Palestinian Authority is because, just in case your audience doesn't know this, the Palestinian Authority, like Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement, like Hezbollah, the Party of God, backed by Iran, they pay people.
Yes,
They'll
yes.
pay a child, they'll pay a woman They'll pay a young man, an old man, a young woman, an old woman. They'll pay them money to kill innocent civilians.
That's right.
That's Islamic terrorism, the random and indiscriminate killing of innocent civilians for a political or religious objective.
Right.
So this is why Trump defunded them. Now, when Biden came into office, day one, he changed that policy.
Right.
He began funding the Palestinian Authority again that funds terrorists. The Palestinian Authority actually gives money to terrorists in prison in Israel.
Yeah,
also, right. The Trump administration defunded UNRWA. You're all hearing about UNRWA. That's the United Nations Relief Works Agency. They operate on behalf of these terrorist groups. If you look at their textbooks in the schools that they operate, they promote terrorism. They teach children in day camps and summer camps how to kill Israeli children using knives and guns. So UNRWA, United Nations Relief Works Agency, is an organization that the United States has been funding. So again, look what the Democrats have done in Washington. They started funding terrorism. That's what the Democrats have done. They funded Iran by allowing Iran to sell oil and gas. They have funded the Palestinian Authority, which pays people to commit acts of terror. That's how Taylor Force, a veteran who fought for the American people, an American citizen who fought for you and I and for our freedom in Iraq and Afghanistan. He wasn't killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. He survived and came back to America in a graduate school and went to Israel to learn about startup companies in his beginning a master's degree and MBA from a university in America, but was there in Israel and was stabbed to death by a Palestinian, which is just another term for a Muslim Arab from some Muslim Arab country. There's no ethnicity called Pat. There's no, Palestinians are not an ethnicity.
No.
They're not even a race. They're just from an Arab tribe that came out of the Arabian Peninsula and either settled in Mesopotamia, which is today's Iraq, or the Hashemite Kingdom, which is today's Jordan, or Lebanon, or Syria, or Egypt, whatever. It's not a race. It's not an ethnicity. It's a tribal people that said, this land belongs to us, but there's never been a Palestinian state.
No.
There was only a Palestine mandate. That was the name that British English-speaking people called a piece of real estate that they took over at the conclusion of World War I.
Right.
So when Palestinians say, free Palestine from the river of Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea, free him from what?
Exactly.
You know, the Jews and the Americans that were helping the British freed a piece of real estate from Turkish control because the Turks committed genocide against Christians, against the Greeks, against the Armenians, against Jews.
Yes.
So they were defeated, and the Ottoman Empire was defeated. The Arabs were under the Turks. Turks don't particularly care for Arabs.
No.
So the Ottoman Empire was ended. So free them from what? The Turks were defeated. The Jewish people defeated the British Empire that were controlling the former Ottoman portion of the Palestinian, quote-unquote, Palestinian territory. The Jews reclaimed their homeland, and then they gave up most of it, which became Jordan, Transjordan. 75% of their ancient homeland became Jordan and parts of Syria and parts of Lebanon and part of Egypt. I mean, if you look at what God promised the Jewish people in Genesis, I mean, it's so much more than what the Jewish people have today.
That's right.
God's promises are yet to be fulfilled for the Jewish people.
That's right.
So, you know, thinking about, I mean, free who? Right. And by the way, in the state of Israel, Muslim Arabs have total freedom. Yes. They can go to whatever school they want. They can become doctors and nurses and dentists and teachers and lawyers. They can run for office in Israel's Knesset, which is
right. They're part of the Knesset.
Congress. Yes. There's total freedom. Mm-hmm. If you're a Muslim and you're Arab in the state of Israel, you have freedom.
Yes.
You buy real estate, to sell real estate, to do whatever you want to do. You could leave Israel. You could apply for citizenship in America, in France, in England, in Germany. You go wherever you want to go. There's freedom.
Yes.
Because Arab Muslims vote and go to school and live where they want to live in Israel. The only thing that Israel doesn't allow them to do is join the military.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. they don't want potentially saboteurs in mm-hmm. the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces.
Yes. Oh my God.
So yes, go ahead. I've got another event I've got to go speak at here.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do you have a question that I can answer real quick? Or
no, I was just going to say that I wanted you to emphasize two things you did already. The number of Christians if you look at just Nigeria, 50,000 Christians have been killed by Muslims in just the past 4 years. And you talked about the money that we give to the Palestinian Authority. They have a prisoner fund that $300 million have been paid to prisoners who committed acts from our money that we've been giving them.
Blood is on the hands.
Yes.
And we're paying those people that have blood on their hands that are sitting in Israeli jails. It's called pay to slay.
Yeah.
That's why President Trump dried up the money.
Yes.
Palestinian groups.
Absolutely.
To the Palestinian Authority.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to get legislation passed to make that happen again.
Yes,
absolutely.
Bring it back.
Absolutely.
Bring it back. We don't want our taxpayer dollars going to terrorists in the Middle East.
Good grief. No. Well, truth is, people need to learn and know something. You know, the Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. One, we got to pray they hear the truth. Two, we got to pray that they understand the truth. And three, we got to pray that they will throw off the prejudice that drives them in blindness into what they do today, these rioters and everything else, so that they will see it. Because in their hearts, they know there's a truth. They don't want to hear it. That's why people like you, we need to vote for you. We need to place you there.
Please
need to
help me.
Around.
Please help fund my campaign. I mean, I need more signs. I need to buy that airtime on radio and television. If people would go to gopandle.com, whatever they can afford, if they can make a contribution, it would be so appreciated. Thank you so much. Thank you.
If it's okay, Denise, if you're set there, I want to ask the only lady on our team right now, and she's a very special person, she and her husband, you met. Stephanie, would you do us a favor? Maybe pray for Denise. Just pray and ask God to meet these needs and to give guidance and to continue and give her strength. I mean, you know schedules. You're a health specialist. Would you pray for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for bringing us here together. And for Denise, Lord, I just ask for a hedge of protection around her, Lord. I ask for boldness. I just ask that her fire, her zest, her drive for the best for the American people, for the Californians, which is so near and dear to my heart, Lord, that it comes so alive that the right people cross her paths that help get her message out, her word out, the funding that she needs, Lord, to be impactful. We know that this country was established because of you. We know this is your land, Lord, and we ask that you bring the right people forward and that you help us come together and unite to be one, Lord. We're so thankful for who you are and that you are our Almighty King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. His word never comes back void. It never comes back void. Every word you say goes out there and God uses it. And so keep your strength, keep the faith, and keep going. And drop us a line. Let us know how you're doing. And if we can do anything for you,
Pray for victory in the primary.
That's right. Now, that's victory. In March. What, the 5th? March the 5th or 4th or something
people
like that?
People are voting. People are going to start voting February 5th.
February 5th. I'm a month off.
The ballots drop in California February 5th. Maybe nobody's going to actually vote on February 5th, but the ballots drop on February 5th. So they'll be voting through February up until March 5th. So let's thank God for victory in the primary.
That's right.
I think that's really needed right now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You letting me speak to your audience tonight. Thank you, everyone.
You're
Have
so
a blessed and wonderful evening.
Bye-bye. You. We'll let you go and get off to your next.
I've got to get to another event here.
Thank you so much. We'll sign
Thank
off.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, well, guys, that was wow. That's I think she's a sharp candidate. I know she loves the Lord. I've heard a lot of things back. I know she's spot on with who she is. And Janice filled us in some. Jan will be back with us in a month and a half or so. The head of the California Republican Women, the Golden Girls. That's not it. That's the wrong
We're gonna
one.
Tell her you said that.
I'm in big trouble if you say that. She'll say what? Yeah. So we'll be hearing from that. But that's coming up pretty quick. We have another guy, just so you all know, going that's running for a very very important office in California, the largest district, District 25, and she's a tremendous Christian. She and her husband are in La Crescenta, California, right by Glendale, where I grew up. So people are starting to call in because they're hearing about you, they're hearing about your prayers. They're hearing about what we're doing, and they're starting to call in about these things. So she's going to be with us the 19th of February, and she'll be presenting what she's done. Her name is Elizabeth Elizabeth Moon. I got it right here. Don't worry. I write everything down there. In fact, one of these days I'll learn how to use the computer. Huh, Steph? I'm sorry.
I did help him today. It was very easy. Joe, I just want you to show up and you're here. We don't care.
I hate to interrupt the Thayer schedule. They are so busy. Elizabeth Ahlers, A-H-L-E-R-S, Elizabeth, and she goes by Beth, but UCLA grad, missionary, teacher, college professor, and she loves the Lord. Man, is she something. God, Beth, you remember, Steph, you said something a long time ago about, God's just starting to work. I think we have, Ron and I talked about it, Paul and I, we've been praying about this since we started this thing. God is working. I went through a lot in my life, too, and we've been through things. God is bringing this thing together. we don't have a lot, but look at what they do for us at the studio. They got these beautiful cameras. You guys look great on camera. Now when we bring a guest in, they do a great job working on it. Yeah, even if we don't have a bookcase. But anyway, it looks good. And everything they do, we're going to be used of God in ways that we don't know yet, just like we were talking about, and I don't even know what that means, but I got this spark inside of me that's lit up and it hasn't been lit like this in a long time. It's lit up so much, I might get my britches on fire. I'm excited to see what's coming next. Woo! And see what's going on, And just like my 49ers, Wow. We're in the second half. I'm in the second half. Great things are going to happen through all of you. And your life's going on, what God's using you in your lives. He's going to use all of us in a special way. And, it's kind of like the P2 Express. So hang on, right, Paul? So, we'll put all of us in Paul 67 Fury. And we'll go somewhere if we have to. Right?
Oh, yeah, convertible. Woo.
Maybe we'll get another alien fly over and beam the light down. We were in the middle of West Texas in the middle of the night. I mean, we're talking. It was 3 in the morning, and we were driving back. We were so tired. We had to get back to school, both of us college boys. And this I know this sounds strange. In fact, I should let Paul say it instead of me, so I won't sound as strange.
Well, maybe they think you're crazy.
This light came down out of nowhere, right over the car. I mean, it was, and hear the sound, and it's light. And I looked at Paul, and he's driving. I said, "You're driving, right?" Remember, Paul? We had no clue what it was, and we still to this day
know. There was no traffic. It was eerie. Yeah, we had the top down on the car, so you'd think you'd see something, but we didn't. But
what?
It was an interesting time. Yeah,
we might have been alien rejects.
Well, we probably are aliens, so that kind of thing.
They might have seen us as don't forget him. But it was probably Air Force something saying, who are these guys in the middle? Yeah. There's nobody out there where we were. Nobody. So
what year was this?
Again? This was, what was it, Paul? 70?
Oh, 70? 70? Oh, 71. Oh, 71.
72, maybe.
You was that drive you, Ron? Night. Did you fly over it?
I had a number of experiences too, but there were other things involved.
Yeah, well, they, you know, one guy said, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. So,
that's right.
Of course, that was pretty good. Yeah.
Hey, but Steph, we made it, guys. We made it. We made it.
By the grace of God.
How can people support us, Steph? We'd love to hear.
Yeah, there we go. We got to get.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm up. I was like, what's happening? This is my normal shtick. Okay. If you go to bbsradio.com/raising expectations, there is everything about us there. And I want to highlight tonight the top, the yellow donate button, the fancy QR code. We really appreciate your donations. We want to get the word out. We want to be sharing with people, uniting people, talking about the Lord, things that matter. It is our time to talk and rally and gather together. And this is one of the ways that we can do that. Instead of buying your coffee, you can donate your coffee. You'd be surprised how much $5 adds up when everybody joins in. Crowdfunding, it's an amazing thing. But you can also find on this website everything about all of the co-hosts, past shows, Joe's book, Craig's book, all kinds of good stuff on there, all the platforms you can hear us. So whatever you're looking for, you can find it there. So it's a great website to bookmark. It's bbsradio.com/raising expectations. And that's it. That's my job, Paul. It's done.
Good job, Steph.
I find this world currently so frustrating because all you guys that are listening currently are hearing the truth. I mean, listen to what she said, how we're funding, America is funding, you know, the UN, WA, whatever, I mean, terrorism. So, and we're not holding the line and not supporting certain things. And no one knows about. I mean, look at the radio science about the border thing in Texas. I mean, where's the media? Mm-hmm. Not there. So with this program, we get this word out, like today, all the things that she said, the history of, geez, you know, Jordan and the Promised Land and Canaan and all that stuff. You guys will spread that. So when you hear it, you can spread it. And getting the word out and other people listening to what we have to say is key.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Amen, Craig. You guys are wonderful. Well, we hit the button. It's just about that time. Craig, thanks. Thanks so much. And do a great job, Steph. And thanks for helping me today get that off to her. We will have her information for Denise Penthole on our website. I'll put it up and be on my Facebook and it'll be around. And maybe Steph can shoot it out there too. That'll be great. All right. God bless you all. And thanks for being with us tonight. Remember to pray for our show. Remember to pray for Denise as she's running. We need somebody who will not just talk about the Constitution, but will defend and stand for the United States Constitution in our country. So thanks for tuning in. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Right, folks?
Yes.
Next week. Good to see you all. God bless.
Das Vidanya. See you then.
Okay. Happy trails.
I was about to sing that.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556. Or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.